T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And maybe we can start with you and tell us exactly what her story is.
Sure. This is Ellie. She is 5 1/4. Don't forget the quarter.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry.
And
you get the quarter, right.
Has leukemia. She has acute lymphoblast leukemia. She was diagnosed at her 5-year checkup at the doctor's office. We went in to for the checkup, and we were thinking it was good because we noticed a few things to ask the doctor about. Bruises on her shins. She had some aches and pains that seemed unusual for her. And then in the course of the examination, he noticed she also had some broken blood vessels on her stomach. And the combination of the three led him to run some blood tests. And in the doctor's office, he said it took a while. We were waiting, and then he came back and said, well, there's some concerning results, but our tests aren't as accurate as a hospital. So he sent us to Newton Wellesley. We got the test there. We were waiting. I was in communication with our doctor, Dr. Gundesheimer, Weston Pediatrics. We were in contact. I said, should I go home? He said, well, why don't you wait there, because you're already halfway to Children's. If need be, we would have to send you there. So we waited, Ellie and I, and then we got the word that her platelet levels were very low, so we went ahead to Children's ER. And we got to the ER, and we called Dad. Dad was on his way in, and a doctor came in and said, okay, that these results, they confirmed them at Children's, and they said this could be anything from a virus to cancer. And
oh,
we,
geez.
Yeah, it's a crazy range.
Oh, that's it, huh? Oh,
no gray area whatsoever, huh?
Yeah.
It's a leap.
Can you give me a percentage?
Yeah.
You know, can you help me out here? Wow.
So you obviously, when you hear something like that, do you just,
when I heard virus to leukemia, they said, I was like, she has a virus. Because I had no connection to anybody with leukemia growing up into my adulthood, because it's very rare. I think they told us there are about 2,500 to 3,000 cases a year for all kids in the United States, ages infant to 20. So that you put the denominator of millions of kids and 2,500 above that. It's a pretty rare disease.
Yeah.
So I thought she had a virus, but they confirm it within a couple hours.
Yeah.
Just a battery of tests, and then we sit down in a consult room, and that's the first time that leukemia hits home, right at that moment. And it's scary because I had only been associated with breast cancer, lung cancer, pancreatic cancer, and so my association with cancer was really bad and dark. And luckily, they woke up a pediatric oncologist who spent 2 hours with us answering all our questions and telling us how good the prognosis is for childhood leukemia. But in between, that time in between is a scary moment.
So it was a couple hours in between?
Yes,
or leukemia?
We were in the ER for about 6 hours waiting for the confirmation, and then the pediatric oncologist came in, and she was amazing. I mean, absolutely phenomenal. She answered every single question we had. I just can't say enough about how great she was, and the whole team after that. We've been impressed by everyone we've met. And
I have a friend who works for the National Leukemia Society, and they sent us a whole bunch of materials, and one of the first things that it says is make sure you're your kid's advocate and they're getting the best care. Whether that means if you have the ability to uproot your life and make sure she gets the best care. And we never take that for granted, because everybody from all over the country and the world comes here. So we're lucky that we live 45 minutes away.
So she responded well to treatment.
Yeah.
But with the chemo came other things, correct?
Yep. She got a really, really bad case of pancreatitis. It's like so bad we were in the ICU. I didn't know pancreatitis could be that serious, and it onset really quickly, and it's caused by one of the chemo drugs. And unfortunately, she got hit hard, and they say only about 10% of kids get that side effect, and only half of those get it severely, and she got it severely. Mm-hmm. And being in the ICU in Children's, that's a scary experience.
I mean, at that point, you're just sitting there saying, really? I mean,
yeah, what kind of luck is this kid having?
I mean, come on.
Yeah,
it's right. Like, we're just going through this. Now you're going to tell me that this is rare that it happens and it's my child that gets it?
Right.
Yeah, she was a month in the hospital initially, And then she did very well. And, you know, some ups and downs, of course. It wasn't all easy. But she got out, and we were on course. And then the pancreatitis hit, and she was in for another 3 weeks. There's really no treatment. That's what's just crazy about it, because it's just pain management and then flushing the system.
Just so pump you with fluid.
So she gained 21 pounds of fluid weight from IV, and she's only 45 pounds. So she gained almost half her weight in fluid. And this is a kid who really loves to eat. She loves to eat, and so she couldn't eat that whole time.
I noticed that, because I was going to ask, 45 pounds. So I was looking at this, and apparently before one of your procedures, you laid out 10 meals that you want waiting for you.
Smart girl.
Spaghetti, meatballs, fish tacos. I mean, you
fish
like
tacos.
Crab rangoon, sushi, pad thai, chili. So they put out.
I like it.
I like her style.
The rumor is that they put out all 10 meals for you, and you ate all of them in one sitting? Could that even be true?
You did?
All of it?
Did you share any?
Where'd
of
it go?
Nope.
How did you eat all that food?
Impressed.
You need to enter one of those hot dog eating contests. Yeah, you know, one of those things. You know, you can win that thing.
She can pile it away.
Wow. Yep. 10 different meals, and you ate it all right after the procedure. Well, that must have been a good sign anyway, right after the procedure.
She's got her appetite back.
Loves her appetite.
Yeah. Well, it's great. Wow. And how is she doing right now? What was the situation?
She's doing awesome right now. It's so impressive. She has so much energy, and we sent her to camp. She went to a camp with kids with cancer and cancer survivors, and she just keeps up with everybody. She's starting kindergarten in 2 weeks. She goes swim lessons. She loves to be in the pool. It's a
testament to how resilient kids are, and especially Ellie has such a fierce spirit. She was out there riding her bike, going for runs. She said, I'm going to build up my muscles. So she really hit the ground running, and she's an inspiration. My mother-in-law says she teaches us to live in the moment, because she's really not thinking about those hard times. She's looking ahead, and
that's awesome.
Knows how to enjoy herself.
Ellie, it was great meeting you. Okay, and continued good health. Okay,
thank you.
10 meals. I like your
and
style.
A good appetite.
I like that.
And
like
a good
style.
Appetite. Yeah.
Thank you very much. We really appreciate
it.
The best to you and your family.
Yeah. Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.